The past 2 years have provided plenty of opportunities for British Columbians to focus on environmental issues. Following the end of the COVID-19 pandemic, forest fires, floods and climate change have been in the news more often. The latest survey conducted by research company and Glacier Media outlines an increase in the personal concern of British Columbians on 10 different environmental problems. At least two-thirds of the province's residents are worried about four of them. Climate change, 71%, up 8 points since October 2020. The pollution of rivers, lakes and reservoirs, 70%, up 4 points. The pollution of drinking water, 69%, up 4 points. And air pollution, 66%, up 1 point. Majorities of British Columbians are also personally concerned about the contamination of soil and water by toxic waste, 64%, up 4 points, the extinction of plant and animal species, 63%, up 5 points, deforestation, 62%, up 4 points, the maintenance of the supply of fresh water for households, also 62%, up 7 points. The depletion of fish stocks through overfishing, 61%, up 3 points, and the loss of tropical rainforests, 58%, up 3 points. This heightened level of concern coincides with a rise in perceptions that elected officials are not acting properly. More than 2 in 5 British Columbians believe 3 levels of government are not paying enough attention to the environment: federal, 46%, up 5 points, municipal, 44%, up 6 points, and provincial, 43%, up 8 points. Looking at our results, we see a public that is more aware and looking for action. One thing that has changed dramatically is our collective view of the BC carbon tax that came into force in July 2008 during the second term of the Gordon Campbell government. 3 years ago, 36% of British Columbians said the carbon tax had negatively affected the finances of their household. In 2023, the proportion has jumped to a whopping 62%. The province's residents who voted for the BC Liberals in the 2020 provincial election are more likely to say they experience a negative effect, 70%, than those who cast ballots for the BC Green Party, 53%, or the BC New Democratic Party, NDP, 52%. We must remember that the provincial carbon tax was implemented after a splendid campaign that made an appeal to British Columbians to do more about the planet. The arrival of a rebate check to make every home more environmentally friendly also helped. As the years go by, our sentiments change. In October 2019, 45% of British Columbians felt that the carbon tax had made residents more mindful of their carbon consumption and led to a change in behavior. A year later, the proportion fell to 37%. In 2023, it has plummeted to 28%. More than 3 in 5 residents of the province, 61%, up 12 points, think this goal of the carbon tax has not materialized. Skepticism about the carbon tax changing the behavior of residents is particularly high among British Columbians aged 55 and over, 71%. But drops among those aged 35 to 54, 60%, and among those aged 18 to 34, 48%. The youngest British Columbians, who have lived practically their whole adulthood with a carbon tax, are more likely to still regard it in a positive light. There has been some talk about what could happen to the provincial carbon tax if the Conservative Party forms the government after the next federal election and follows through on its pledge to abolish the federal version. At this stage, residents of the province are split. For 40% of British Columbians, the provincial carbon tax should be kept. For 43%, it should be scrapped. There is some nuance in the degree of support and opposition to retaining the policy. Just over 1 in 4 British Columbians would, definitely, scrap the provincial carbon tax, while a smaller proportion, 16%, would, definitely, keep it. The federal campaign expected in 2025 may present a unique situation: a federal party actively campaigning on abolishing a provincial piece of legislation. It is too early to figure out how the provincial government would react to such a scenario, but our views on the provincial carbon tax are not as rosy as they were in 2008 and 2011, when the Stephen Harper-led Conservatives criticized Stéphane Dion's Green Shift and Michael Ignatieff's cap and trade, without decrying British Columbia's decisions. Right now, while most British Columbians are personally concerned about environmental issues, they are starting to question the carbon tax. We do not have a majority of residents in favor of abandoning it, but if we continue to see more than 3 in 5 of them regarding the carbon tax as a drag on household finances, the temptation to do something about it, for both provincial and federal politicians, will be immense. Mario Canseco is president of research company. Results are based on an online study conducted from October 12 to 14, 2023, among 800 adults in BC. The data has been statistically weighted according to Canadian census figures for age, gender and region in BC. The margin of error is plus or minus 3.5 percentage points, 19 times out of 20.